morning. This is the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, your local connection to Cornell University. It's the start of the Christmas holiday season, and perhaps you're thinking about getting a fresh Christmas tree this year. There are several local farms producing trees, either pre-cut or U-cut. The Christmas Tree Farmers Association of New York has a website that will help you find a nearby tree farm simply by typing in your zip code. There are several reasons to consider a New York-grown tree. These include keeping your money local, as Christmas tree sales generate an estimated $13.8 million worth of economic impact statewide. More than 300,000 New York-grown trees are sold each year from 750 farms. The state ranks sixth in the U.S. for the number of acres dedicated to growing Christmas trees. According to the National Christmas Tree Association, in 2018, 28% of the real Christmas trees purchased were directly from Christmas tree farms. While many local growers do sell wholesale, these trees are often cut weeks in advance and their quality may decline. A simple test to determine how fresh a pre-cut tree is as simple as bending a needle or two. If the needle breaks, the tree is not as fresh as bending a needle and having it spring back. This is also a good test for determining when your tree has been inside long enough and needs to be recycled. A second test is to pick the tree a few inches off the ground and bump the base on the ground. If a few needles fall, it's okay, but if there's a cascade of needles, take a pass and look for another tree. Some insects may have selected your tree to survive the winter prior to its harvest. To avoid any unwelcome guests, leave your tree in a warmed garage or porch for a few days before bringing it into the house. This allows any insects to wake up there rather than in your home. Plus, it gives the tree time to adjust from the colder temperatures outside and not be shocked by coming inside. Some say cutting a Christmas tree is bad for the environment. I would disagree, as these trees are grown on farms and are intended to be harvested. Christmas tree farms create local jobs, support the local economy, in addition to providing open space and wildlife habitat. Various communities offer options for recycling a fresh, undecorated tree. Community recycling is a good way to keep trees from being landfilled or dumped by the side of the road. This year, consider supporting the local economy by purchasing a locally grown tree and give back to the environment by recycling your New York-grown Christmas tree. This has been the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, and on behalf of this radio station and the Cornell Cooperative Extension system, I hope you've learned a little bit more about agriculture in the Finger Lakes.